And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday.
Expository Thursday.
As we work together to know the letter better into the narrative of the Book of Acts, we travel to understand what things the Lord requires of us as we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives. First of all, we jump back into Acts 23 and resume at verse 12, where we discover a plot to kill Paul. Wow. He is effectively dismantling the kingdom of men by proclaiming the kingdom of God. A group of Jewish individuals vowed not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. Being a Christian is not for the faint-hearted, but it is for those who desire eternal life. Next, this group formulated a plan in collaboration with the people's leaders. They struck a deal with the priests to bring Paul back under the pretense of examining his case more thoroughly. The underlying plot was to kill Paul during the process. The people's leaders conspired with religious individuals who were religious in name only, also known as rhinos, to halt Paul's proclamation about Jesus. And finally, Paul's nephew informed the commander about the plot, allowing the commander to prepare in advance. What I find fascinating about this story is that the Lord, listen to what I'm going to say, the Lord is the spy in this novel. What does that mean? By that, I mean the Lord orchestrated events so that Paul's nephew could overhear the plot, share it, and ultimately reveal the truth. And never forget this. Jesus said, "Whatever is hidden shall be revealed."
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Nice. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Wow. Personal revelations. Those are dangerous. Spiritual observations. Yeah. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. I mean, just so much more. Okay? Now, remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Now, how do you know that? Well, because our phones only work halfway. That's how you know. And you're thinking, well, what's the matter with the phones? I said this to Jennifer earlier. I'll say it again. I said it yesterday on the show. When we put the phone system in, as I was riding my dinosaur to the pit, get it? Just telling you how young the phone system is. Anyway, the idea behind this is that we'll just do the best we can. If you decide to call in, it's totally cool. It just can't be a long conversation. It's got to be kind of straight to it. And hopefully your alien voice that sounds like you're ordering food on a box at a fast food place, your alien voice won't be too bad. So you're still welcome to call. That's how we say that, okay? Just making sure you get it. So here's the deal. If you want to share a testimony, you can do that. No, you can't. People are like, well, I'm not going to share a testimony. I can hardly say anything. One line makes all the difference. Let me tell you what one line you can call in and say if it's a testimony. God answered my prayers. Do you know how many people would go, praise the Lord? Because that's powerful. Maybe you just say, I know he loves me. Praise the Lord. How powerful is that? In fact, I'm not sure the longer testimonies are the better testimonies, right? Grace has sustained me this whole time. Yes, praise the Lord. Those are all phenomenal, excellent, awesome things, right? Maybe you've got a prayer request. You don't have to explain every detail on it. God knows every single thing about your prayer request. When you're spending time with the Lord, and this is what I do teach people who ask me about it, and that is simply this. When I'm spending time with the Lord, I unload everything. Every nuance, every angle, everything that's going through my mind. Why? Well, first of all, he can take it. Okay. And second, it's part of my spending time with him. It's kind of like what I do with my wife. I tell her everything. I don't just tell her a little bit. I said, this happened. I thought this. I said this. I did, you know, it's like all that stuff. That's what it is when you spend time with the Lord. So if you want a prayer request and we can pray for it, it doesn't have to be long. You can just talk to us. Just tell us. Maybe you've got just something you want to share. Totally cool. You can also reach us by email. Now, Eddie is one of our good emailers. He emails a little more regularly. And we love it. I love it when he emails. Okay? And he appreciates some of my humor. My 2 + 2 = 4.
Only if one of the two really want to be that way.
Anyway, so the bottom line is you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us. Now, that's cool. 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, and we'll give it a try. We'll do our best. 972-445-0770. Now, what do you think? You think, well, you going to still do history? Yes. You still do jokes? Yes. You still do trivia? Yes. And here is your trivia question. And if you don't get this, I'm going to cry. Who is this person? Aaron was my brother, and I led Israel across the Red Sea. Who am I? Am I Elijah? Am I Joshua? Or am I Moses? Exodus 14:21 will be your reference point. That's Exodus 14:21. Very nice, very nice. You can, like we said, call 972-445-0770. We'll do our best on that. Text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Get that? Okay. Do we have somebody who wants to try and do it? We will try the phones because we're willing to try. Send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Gary. It's nice to hear your voice, even though it's a little bit like you're in a fast food restaurant. But it's okay. I can still understand you, and that's the key. Let me do the trivia question, and then I want to pray for you, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. Who is this person? Aaron was my brother, and I led the children of Israel across the Red Sea. Am I Elijah, Joshua, or Moses?
Moses.
That is correct, Amundo! All right, you are. Let me pray over you, my brother. Let me pray over you by the grace of God. Father, we come before you right now and lift up my precious brother Gary to you. We all offer up our faith, and we ask you, in the name of Jesus and by the stripes of Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 2:24, and because you are Jehovah Rapha, Exodus 15:26, and because you're willing, Luke 5:13, that you would bring healing power into his body. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, for your glory, Father. That's what we pray for our brother, and that you would comfort him, surround him, protect him, and bless him in other arenas as well. Grace and financial grace in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I just prayed for all of you, and I'll continue to pray for you.
All right, brother, keep on the lookout. That gift certificate was sent, so make sure you get it. And if you don't get it, reach out to me, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. See, we were able to do that. That worked, right? Gary knows that. He's just got it down. That's a good way to do it. Okay. All right. We are going to do our DNA plus a host of other things. I'm only concerned about Gary's one because I was concerned we might be one number off. So, Gary, I know you're listening. Make sure when you get it, you just either call in and just tell Jacob you got it or whatever the case may be. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Here's our DNA. Why is DNA important? It's very important because of this reason. Because there's nothing I can say to you. There's nothing any preacher can say to you. There's nothing that anybody can say to you that is more powerful than you and God. So here's our DNA. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day that you spend time with God, you strengthen your life. Every day that you don't, you don't strengthen your life. That's it. That's not rocket science. My brother-in-law is a rocket scientist for JPL. Real one, right? It doesn't take that kind of education to go, oh, yeah, okay, got it. Spend time with my creator. Have a better life. Oh, okay. That's number one. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, never let the world shame you. This is the thing about the faith once and for all delivered. It's once and for all delivered. And while cultures change, and because cultures change and societies change and governments change, they don't endure. That is one simple reason why you can say the gospel is more sure than any entity that exists on earth, for sure, because it's once and for all delivered, doesn't change. And so you never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Never be ashamed of that which is true that can set people free and give them a life away from separation from God, away from the power of sin. I mean, that's the best thing ever. Never be ashamed. Even if the people around you don't get it, and even if they don't accept it, don't be ashamed of it. It's the words of life. What is it that Peter said? Where else can we go? Who else has the words of life? Nobody. Except for Jesus. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So we have this requirement from the Lord to be ready. And so sometimes you're thinking, okay, well, I can be ready. Like I'm listening to your show, so I'm gearing up my mind. Or I can go here. I'm going to tell you something, and it's going to be sound so stupid, but it's important. And that is, you need to be ready if you go shopping. If you need to be ready if you go get gasoline. You need to be ready if you go any place, anywhere, anytime, because you are continually 24/7 an agent of God's kingdom. And you don't want to be a secret agent
where nobody knows.
You want to be an agent where people can ask you stuff. And if you are continually thinking along those lines, you will continually be ready to serve he who called you into service. Wherever you go, that's a place you can be an agent for God, ready to serve whoever he wants you to, okay? D, draw closer to the Lord daily, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. There you go. Okay, please don't forget to keep Jacob in prayer. Now, that's Will's friend's grandson. His name's Jacob. I got an update yesterday. Not great in the sense that he's, you know, really suffering. What we're praying for is the Lord will spare his life. I definitely want you guys praying for Jacob, not our Jacob, but this Jacob who's in intensive care, and I think he might be in a coma. So we really want to pray for him on your own time. I want you to pray. And then I need you also praying for the Schiller family. That is my son-in-law, my daughter, and my four grandkids in Little Easton in the hospital, still in the hospital, just to let you know. Okay. We are going to look at our scripture, and then we are going to take a break. So we're only going to do a quick entry point because I just want to remind people how important this is, and then we're going to go firing back in. And I started to talk about this last Thursday, but I want to make sure you understand how important it is. So if you'll remember in Acts chapter 23, verse 10 says the shouting grew louder and louder, and the men were tugging at Paul from both sides, pulling him this way and that way. Finally, the commander, fearing they would tear him apart, ordered his soldiers to take him away from them and bring him back to the fortress. Verse 11, and I want to just hit this again. That night the Lord appeared to Paul and said, "Be encouraged, Paul. Just as you've told the people about me here in Jerusalem, you must preach the good news in Rome." Now, the reason that I bring this up is because I don't feel like I gave it enough, which is why I wanted to give it an extra couple of minutes, is because closing out in verse 11, it teaches us that Paul has a vision from the Lord and he's told to be encouraged. Now, you would think, and I would think, man, if I had a vision from God, I would be totally encouraged. Okay? In the vision, he was told that he had to testify, as he testified in Jerusalem, he has to testify the same way in Rome. In fact, the truth is in the matter, while Paul was testifying in Jerusalem, they almost tore him apart. And so God tells him, and I just love this, hey, Paul, buddy, I got great news for you. And you need to be encouraged about this.
Oh, whoa, that's great, Lord. What is it?
This whole thing where they almost split you in two and they're trying to kill you, this is going to happen again.
It's just like, I just think, oh, how fun for Paul. So it's like, in my mind, I think,
did Paul go, oh, well, you know, wowzer, I'm super excited.
Almost ripped me to shreds,
and they don't like me, and they want to kill me. We're going to get into that. They're going to try and kill him. That's going to come up. But you should know it's not going to happen because of why? Because Jesus said, you're going to testify for me in Rome. So there's no way he wasn't getting to Rome, even if the earth had to split in half. Jesus said it was going to happen. It's going to happen. That was the end of it. But this is further proof that God's ways are so far beyond ours, because we would think, I don't want to go through that again. But God is like, I have a plan. You might not think every element is great, but be encouraged because you're a part of my plan. And that's where the encouragement comes in. You, listen to what I'm saying to you. You, listen, I don't care if you look in a mirror. I don't care if you point a finger at yourself right now. You are a part of God's plan. Do you get that? You're a part of God's plan. Wow. I mean, wow, right? All right. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Let me give a shout out to Shell, who sent a testimony saying this: God continues to bless me, and I just wanted to give him praise. You see, that's testimony. Isn't that cool? That's testimony. God continues to bless me. I just wanted to give him praise. Hallelujah, right? That's not me being Pentecostal or even Baptist. That's just me being excited about the Lord. Although I am Baptist-costal, so you might as well get used to that. That's right, I am. That's what happens when you have multiple ordinations. You go, I like that, I like that, I like that, but I don't like that, I don't like that, I like that. That's what happens to you. All right, here it is. Here's your next trivia question. Okay. This is a little harder. How about that? Okay, I can't say that any wiser, okay? And I will give you the reference points early because you might need them. Okay, the first one, Colossians chapter 4, verse 10. And the second one, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13. Here it is. I was a... Oh, this is going to be 10. Companion of Peter, I irritated Paul, and I was a cousin of Barnabas. Who am I? Am I Alphaeus? Am I Mark? Or am I Philip? I was a companion with Peter. I irritated Paul.
I just love that.
And I was a cousin to Barnabas. Who am I? Am I Alphaeus? Am I Mark? Or am I Philip? Now, keep in mind on the phones, if you call, it's not a problem to call, but just keep in mind it's a tight frame. Okay, that's all I'm telling you, just because of the stuff. So you can still call 972-445-0770. Additionally, you can text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay? I want to make sure you get that. So it's a pretty cool question. I was Peter's companion. Okay? Kind of like a disciple. I irritated Paul. And I was a cousin of Barnabas. Who am I? Am I Alphaeus? Am I Mark? Or am I Philip? We do have somebody else who's going to try on the phone. Is that correct? Well, you know what I love about you guys? Keep push. Pray until something happens. Keep going. All right, send somebody through. Go ahead and send them through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is the pie in the sky.
I'm sorry, this is who?
This is the pie in the sky.
The pie in the sky. Okay, pie in the sky. Here you go. Here it is. Who is this person? I was Peter's companion. I was somebody who irritated Paul. And I was a cousin of Barnabas. Am I Alphaeus? Am I Mark? Or am I Philip?
It's so funny.
Say that again. You got to say it again.
Starts with the M.
Starts with an M.
Starts with an M.
And ends so, with? And ends with
M is for John Mark.
Mark! John Mark it is! Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. And by the way, it's my brother! He called! Okay, so I just want to make sure you know that I'm excited that you called. However, long talks are not working out very well on our wonderful phone system. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Anything I can pray for you about? Then you can tell me, and you might have to hang up. But give me a roll.
Yeah, please pray. I need a job.
Okay. Finances, right? You need a job. You need finances. You need the Lord to help you, right?
Yeah.
You got it, brother.
I need a cattle from the Thousand Hill.
Yeah. You just want a male and a female from the Thousand Hills, right? Okay. All right, brother.
Yeah.
I'll pray for you. I'm going to have you hang up, and then I'm going to pray for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Okay. All right, folks, let's pray. Now, listen, I'm not just praying for Samson in this. So just so you guys can know, and it is really important, I pray for everybody on the show every day, and I pray for finances for people because I know some people, they're doing okay. Some people are doing well. Some people are doing okay, but a lot of people are not doing that good, and they're really struggling. And it's the thing to remember. I know it's just terrible for me to say it, and I hate saying it, but and I hate having to live it, though I've had to live it on and off for 45 years, but it's not about what you don't have, but it is about being thankful for what you do have. It's not about saying to God, it's not enough. It's about looking up to heaven, just like Jesus did with the loaves and the fish, and saying thank you and blessing the food for what he did have, not for what he thought he was lacking, so to speak, and then it multiplied. That is a big key in the financial situation. If you are a complainer about money, if you're always complaining, it's always about money, that becomes wearisome, not just for the people around you, but even in Malachi chapter 2, verse 13, the Lord says, you have wearied me with your words. So it's just like, careful, okay? Because that's a lot of expression of a ungrateful heart. Just don't want that. That's just a bad thing to have, okay? So let's pray for everybody and on the financial realm, okay? Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and we praise you. And Lord, it's tough because in this society, it's very specific on the dollars. Not all societies operate that way, but this one does. And we thank you for it. We thank you that there's those opportunities. But there's also challenges that come with that. So we come before you and we humble ourselves. We don't want to be so arrogant that we tell everybody this is what's going to happen. And we'll go here for a year and do this and do that. We need help and we need it now. And we need the oil to keep pouring. And we need the fish and the loaves to expand. We need miracles. And Lord, I'm just reminded of that miracle that woman shared at church that one time about not having enough for gas, and putting in a couple of dollars worth of gas and having her gas tank completely full when it was on empty. You are that gracious. Help us to believe. Help us to expect. Help us to trust. Help us to use faith in our focus. And Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour out such blessings that we get to share with other people how we've been blessed. Help us to be good stewards of that which you've committed to us. Help us financially in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, help each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Okay, there you go. All right, so we did take a call. We were able to do that. And we're kind of at the cut time, so I'm just going to take the cut, and we'll go into a bigger realm of teaching in the next thing. So go ahead and let's take a break, and then we'll go from there. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Anyway, that's not even the story. Let me tell you the story, because it's so big, I cut the first third yesterday. And that's the front of the house. And the back two-thirds I'll do today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever that is. But it looks really good, all right? That's cool. Anyhow, there's so I'm cleaning it all up, and I've got the little electric weed eater and the little blower. They're working. It works great. Everything's working great. And I have a stick. Now, this stick was there when we moved into the house, and it was a stick that went with a broken rake. And I don't know why my wife and I have kept it in the garage for like 17 months, but I thought, this is ridiculous. I got to get rid of this stick. So I looked at the stick, and I thought, I could high karate this because it wouldn't fit in the trash can, right? A little too long. You put it in the trash can, even on an angle, the trash can's sitting up about 4 inches, and you know it was windy yesterday. So if I did that, you catch the wind, and you know. So I thought, nah, I can high karate this. I'm strong enough. And then I thought, this is the kind of thing where pride really gets in the way. I got to be careful.
So I did what any other guy would do. I took my two trash cans. I put the stick in between the two trash cans. I took a saw and I cut the saw half. I used the saw and cut the stick halfway through. So now I'm going to high karate this bad boy and feel good about it. Yeah, no pride here, right? How long do I got? Like a minute? 2 minutes? Perfect. 2 minutes. Watch this. So I cut it perfectly in half. I get my arm, my forearm, my elbow, and I go, hi-ya! And I high karate that bad boy. One part of the two-part sticks, okay, which is like kind of like a broom handle, hits the top of the trash can where it was sitting, kind of bounced on it, came up, and hit me right in the forehead. Bam! I was really feeling pride right up until it hit me in the head. And then I realized, one, I couldn't have done it without the saw. And two, even with the saw, apparently I couldn't have done it because the stick hit me back. I don't think that was very nice of it. And I will say it did end up in the trash and it went bye-bye. You're here when I need you the most, when I need you the most. Oh, welcome back. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. I gave you two welcome backs. See, it's just not even one. It's almost like welcome back Carter right there. It's like, welcome back. Okay. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, one of the great stations. Be praying for Don. Tough stuff to be able to run a station like this and have as many ministries come out. Get a lot of warfare going against you. Don't forget to pray for Jennifer. She's gone through her fair share of warfare in the last week. And then don't forget to pray for Jacob, who's gotten a PhD in being a board person just in this last, like, month. Pray for all these people, right? I mean, you're probably just ready to get... I should have a certificate by now. All right, here's your next trivia question, then we're going deep into the teachings. So I'm just telling you right now, here's your trivia question. You guys ought to get this very, very straightforward, not complex whatsoever. Which king was made to eat grass like an animal, like an oxen, like a beast, like a cow? Which king is that, if you think you know the answer? And if you're not sure, Daniel 4:32-33. Daniel 4:32-33. I have taught about this individual several times on the show and have made a reference to the connection to Elsie the cow. You'll have to figure that out. Which king was made to eat grass like an oxen, a beast, a, you know, somebody once said it was like a fox. That was wrong. It's not. It's either an oxen or you know, a beast, a cattle, a cow. It's got to be something like that. I guess it could be a bull, but I don't think so. All right. If you think you know the answer, don't forget our phones are tight, but that doesn't mean you can't call. 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. Just don't be afraid if your voice sounds like you're from outer space. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website and tell you these couple of things. On the website is some cool stuff under the ministry tag, under books. The fact of the matter is that we have an audiobook for the Jewish Christian one with two different voices. All the books have been updated all the way across. There are books for, there's a book in Apple there and for a Mac. It's a book for Android and PC, so just let you know that's going on. Plus, there's more stuff coming all the time. I've been working probably 35 hours a week on this for the last 3 weeks. And then I want to thank Jacob for helping me record again. I can just tell you that Broken for His Glory is going to take a while, but it is in my voice, and there are some very funny ad-libs on that. That's all I'm going to give you. There's just some funny ad-libs. Okay, so if you think you know the trivia, you can reach out to us. Like I said, here's the question. Which king was made to eat? Oh, wait. Well, I got to finish sending you to the website, so let me do that because I didn't finish sending you, right? I completely
You set it
that.
Up, but you never went
I
there.
I never sent you there. Okay, website. Here's the other thing about the website.
Give.
I think you ought to get. I can just do it just like anybody else does it. Okay, here's the deal. If you give, you're not getting a whistle, you're not getting a Lamborghini, and you're not getting a donut. You get a receipt at the end of the year, and we get to keep doing the show. That's what you get. That's how it works. Okay? There's nothing else to it, but you got to give it unto the Lord. Don't give it to me. Give it to the Lord. And let the Lord be the one that blesses you. I mean, that's how it's supposed to be. So if you want to give, you can give. If you can't, just check out the stuff on the website. It's all free. And there's so much of it. There's access to 4,500 hours of radio shows. It's like incredible, right? Check it out on the website, hemusincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemusincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemusincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemusincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemusincrease.org.
Hemusincrease.org.
That's what I'd like to do at that minute before I forgot to send people to the website.
That's what I like to do this week in general.
Yeah, there's a lot of times we're like going, that's nice.
Rewind it to fix the phone and yeah, everything.
We need a phone. Be healed. Okay, well, I know that's not really me. I was being fun about that, but you know when I'm driving home, that won't be a fun prayer. Just so you can know. Which king was made to eat grass like an ox, like a bull, like a cow? Your reference point, Daniel chapter 4, verse 32 and 33. Which one? If you think you know, 972-445-0770, 214-210-8483 is the text, david@hemusincrease.org. Which king was made to eat grass like a cow? Daniel chapter 4, verse 32 and 33. To the text we go, verse 12, Acts chapter 23. The next morning, a group of Jews got together and bound themselves with an oath to neither eat nor drink until they had killed Paul. Wow. There were more than 40 of them. They went to the leading priests and other leaders and told them what they had done. We have bound ourselves under oath to neither eat nor drink until we have killed Paul. You and the high council should tell the commander. Okay, so you got religious leaders and political leaders to bring Paul back to the council again and request it, and then pretend you want to examine him more carefully, and we will kill him on the way. This is incredible. Okay, so just to set the story up, Jesus just told Paul, hey, you're going to be preaching in Rome, okay? The next thing that happens, and Paul doesn't know this yet, is that there's a group of people that got together, and they've gotten together because they're going to kill Paul. So they make an agreement with the leading priests and other leaders, other cultural societal leaders, and then they want to make an agreement with the government at hand to tell them to bring Paul back in. And when they bring Paul back in, then this group is going to kill Paul. Okay? So there's three or four major points that I don't want you to miss. Point number one, this group formulated a plan in collaboration with the people's leaders. They struck a deal with the priests to bring Paul back under the pretense of examining his case much more thoroughly. The underlying plot was to kill Paul during the process. The people's leaders conspired with religious leaders. And I want you to know something about leaders and religious leaders and governmental leaders. The idea of rhino has been around for thousands of years. These people were rhinos. You say, what do you mean rhinos? Republican in name only? No. They were religious leaders in name only. Religious in name only. Rhino. That's been around for 2,000 years. And the whole purpose is to halt Paul's proclamation about Jesus. So now watch this. They're trying to put this scenario together. I want you to hear what I'm going to say. And who could possibly think that the people's leaders would conspire with members of the religious and secular communities to condemn individuals for their beliefs? It's unthinkable that any government would oppress its people for having opinions. or ideas. Yet on reflection, it seems like many governments then and now are guilty of this. It's like, how is this possible? So you've got Paul, right? He's, what is he, listen to what I'm saying. He's preaching the gospel. They're trying to rip him to shreds. This isn't working out the way they want. So here's the deal. We're going to take the religious leaders, rhinos, religious in name only. We're going to take the people's leaders. We're going to put them together with cultural leaders and hook that together with governmental leaders. And what we're going to do is we're going to condemn this individual and have him destroyed because he has an opinion or an idea that's different. I swear I saw this last night on the news. I mean, that's exactly what it's going on. It's like, it's no different. It's been going on for ages. The difference is he's just preaching the gospel, and they don't want to hear a message that's different than what they want heard. Just think about that. Just let that sink in. Like, what? Yeah, that's a problem. But the thing that people miss, I'm just going to have to say it, so just might as well just deal with it, because I'm going to say it, is that in verse 11, before we got to this, verse 12 through 15, I just read you in Acts 23. In verse 11, what did Jesus say to Paul in verse 11? Be encouraged, Paul, just as I've told you the people about me here in Jerusalem, you're going to also have to preach this good news in Rome. Guess what was never going to happen? They were never going to succeed in their goal of killing Paul. They didn't know that, but why is that? Because Jesus said, you're going to testify in Rome. And I am telling you, if the earth had to be squished and molded like silly putty and reconfigured into a cube, that would happen in order for Jesus' words to be fulfilled. Paul was going to preach the gospel in Rome, period. Nothing was going to stop that. And when Jesus makes a statement, people got to stop thinking, well, Jesus made this statement, you know, but that's, you know, it's just Jesus as he's walking the earth. The words of Jesus Christ are everything, since he is the word of God. And when Jesus told the disciples, we're going to the other side, and they thought they were going to drown. Why Jesus was upset with them was because they didn't have faith to believe that Jesus is God. And when God says other side, it's other side, even if they're going as a submarine. And when God said to Paul, you're going to teach in Rome, you're going to preach in Rome, it didn't matter what any other plans were going to happen, Jesus's plan was going to come together, period. Now that is cool. That's what you can get out of Acts if you kind of rip it to shreds. All right, somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. They've been very patient. We will send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
It's Brother Roger again on a Thursday.
Hi, Roger again on a Thursday. I don't know if you're aware that the phones are a little goofy, so our time has got to be tight on the phone because you sound like an alien on a ship who's ordering food from Whataburger. Okay.
I thought I was helping because I shut my radio off and I got you off a speaker. So I thought that would help.
That's how you do it, but the phones are, you know how old these phones are? I just want to point this out to you. Did you hear what right. I said? They're so old that we put them together while I was riding my dinosaur into the studio.
Okay.
That's how old they are.
Well, he's probably as old as this king is that we're about to
That's exactly right. All right, let me set it up for you. Which king was made to eat grass like an ox, a cow, a bull, some kind of animal in the cattle realm? Which king was made to eat that type of grass-a-rooney?
Well, if my phonics is correct, I'm going to try Nebuchadnezzar.
That is correct, Amundo! You are right, sir, which is why I also call him Elsie the Cow, because, you know, a cow goes out there. And, I mean, it just makes sense to me. I don't know why anybody else doesn't get that, but I get it. Excellent job, my brother. How are you, by the way? You only got about a minute, but how are you doing?
I'm blessed.
I love that you said it. See, that's a testimony. See that testimony? Yeah. You just testified and glorified the Lord with your words. In two words.
I could complain, but it never does any good, so I'm just going to say I'm blessed.
Yeah, and not only that, but the phone sounds a little better, which is kind of funny. So I think that they were just waiting for you to call.
Because I did what I shut the radio off, because I can hear you on my end, so I'm listening to your teaching, which was, as soon as I heard you on my phone, I shut my radio all the way down, and then I put you off a speaker.
And that's the big difference, right? That's helpful.
That might be the thing.
All right, people, be aware of that. Listen to the wisdom of Roger again. That's why he's called Roger again.
Well, I think you gave me the name I'm going to have in heaven.
R.A., what's going on, brother? Okay, there it is.
It's Roger again.
I love it, brother. You know, I love it. Thank you so much. And, you did a great job.
And that's how I start off my prayer, too, now. I said, it's Roger again. I need some help over here.
That's hilarious. Very good. Great job, bro. And, excellent.
And yesterday when we were texting about the secret room and everything like that, I don't want to be a hypocrite, so I get to the secret room as much as I can.
Amen. Amen. That's the place you want to be, right?
Right. I want to be in the secret room.
That's right.
Then I can keep all my secrets. God ain't going to give me away.
That's right. Oh, good job, bro. Good job.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd call. I try to call either on a Thursday or Friday. I try not to blow up your phone, but it's such a blessing since I discovered your channel. I used to do the political channel, and it just started depressing me with all the political stuff going on. But since I got a hold of your channel, I don't do the political channel anymore, and I'm much happier because I don't have to hear all the lies I guess it's more like it's almost gossip. So I don't want to be involved in gossip.
I got you. There's a lot of mistruth, which is why the word for news in the Greek is the same word for rumor. That ought to tell everybody everything. Right there.
Right. I got away from it, and I'm so glad I got away from it because it wasn't doing any good for me to hear what this guy was doing and that guy was doing or not doing and what lie they were telling. I guess they all lie. So,
I got you, brother. Well, you're a blessing.
Anyway,
we appreciate you, bro.
But you know what? God is going to see his people through anything that we go through. He is going to see us through it. We might have to go through something, but he's going to see us through it.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen, brother.
God bless you.
You too, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll take our break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
He's not trying to communicate in a weird sense. He's telling everybody that's there when they're like, hey, dude, your mom and your bros, man, out there, right here. They're coming right here. And Jesus is like, you know who my mom and my bros are? They're the people that hear the word of God and do it. And we had a presidential candidate not too long ago, I will not name him, who specifically, and nobody can tell me he didn't say it because I heard every word, specifically said, we got to make our three priorities family, faith, and friends. That guy is so wrong, I thank God Almighty he never became president. Why? Because family does not come before faith. If it does, you are in trouble. Jesus said in Matthew 10:27, if you love your father or mother more than you love me, you are not worthy of being mine. Uh-oh. It's just like, well, he didn't mean it. Oh, because then he said this right after. Or if you love your son and daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine. I didn't mean that either. It's like, see, you can't get away from it. Because you love your mother, you love your father, you love your son, you love your dad, you love anybody more than me, you are in trouble. Okay? Here's the bottom line. There's nothing wrong with family. There's nothing wrong with friends. But they are behind your faith. Your faith is first. You want to know why? You want me to give you the math on the whole issue? Yeah, I'm going to give you the math. You know? I mean, numbers don't lie. It's just people who use numbers that lie. Okay? Here you go. Ready? 80, 90, or 100 years. Versus 60 billion gazillion trazillion years. Which one's bigger? Okay. 80, 90 years, 100 years. That's family and friends. Your faith, a zillion, bazillion, gazillion, trazillion, a bazillion years. Get it? Math doesn't lie. It's just the people that use math. So, don't forget that. Statistics don't lie. It's just the people that do them. You know, studies don't lie. It's just the people that write them.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I only have 5 minutes left, so I'm just going to do the teach because I only got 5 minutes. There's just no – I don't got time to do the rest of it. So, and this little part that I want to talk about is so cool. I mean, these are the things that I know you guys think I'm a little strange on this, but I love this kind of thing right here. So we're now in Acts chapter 23. We did kind of a rehash on verse 11 where the Lord appears to Paul. Then we went through 12, 13, 14, and 15, and that's when the religious leaders and the secular leaders and the government leaders and everybody gets together and they're just trying to kill Paul and use one another because the guy's got a message or an opinion that's different than everybody else's, which is nothing that's new for any of us. We've heard this from before. Verse 16, though, is such a cool moment that we miss it because we read the Bible and we think, well, I'm reading it because I need to read it. We need to read it to immerse ourselves in what God is communicating with us. We need to don't read the Bible for speed ever. Okay, just read it. Okay, just remember, it's God's word. He loves to talk to his kids. Otherwise, he wouldn't have written a book for his kids to read. I mean, just think about the simplicity of that. Verse 16, this is after they make this. Pretend you want to examine this case more fully, and we'll kill him on the way. That's what these guys came up with. Verse 16, but Paul's nephew heard of their plan and went to the fortress and told Paul. Now, is that how simple and innocent is that? Paul's nephew. What does that mean, Paul's nephew? Well, it means Paul had, right, a brother or a sister. Wait, I'm going to go out on a limb. If it's Paul's nephew, then it's a child of his brother or his sister. When's the last time you thought about Paul having a brother or a sister? The human part gets removed all too quickly. And so it's his nephew. So now this is the kind of thing that I sit there and I think, hold on. What was that younger man? He's younger than Paul, obviously, by about at least 20 years we could figure out. What was he doing there? And how is it coordinated that this kid would be in the right spot at the right time in order to make sure that the words of Jesus... It's amazing, right? Here's what I want you to pick up from this. when Jesus has a plan, there is no plan of man that can stand. When Jesus has something he's doing, it will be done. And even though people plan against it and try and do this and coordinate, don't matter. You serve the living God. Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. He has plans for you. People, demons, evil people will try to muck it up on their own. It doesn't matter because Jesus is going to prevail. We are more than conquerors through him who loves us. What? How can you be more than a conqueror? Isn't a conqueror good enough? No. You're more than just a conqueror. You're more than just a prevailer. You know what you are? You're a child of the Most High God, and your dad rules the universe by his words. That's what it means to have more than a conquering element with God. That's what it means to have Jesus in your life that makes you now more than a conqueror. That young man was at the right time, at the right place, in some bizarre scenario that one doesn't even think about, all so God's purposes can be fulfilled. It reminds me of the fish who ate the coin when Peter went out to fish in obedience to Jesus and picked up the tax coin out of the fish, who must have picked it up somewhere and on the way to Peter. It's all in his plan. Relax. Okay? All right. All right, folks, that's it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the true station here in Texas. 22 and a half hour break, then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Destroying
everyone and everything. The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.